Disney has released a new Pixar film into theaters today. Excuse me. And I went to go see it. Very first show in 3D. It's called Elemental. Or as I like to call it, Craplamental. Now, I'm not going to, you know, spoil the film too much. Because really there's not too much to be spoiled. If you ever dreamed of Zootopia without animals, this is for you. If you dreamed of Zootopia with no plot, then this is for you. And if you dreamed of a love story with all the appeal and sensibilities of a 5-year-old child, then this movie is for you. So, Elemental, let's see, it starts with there's this family. Well, first of all, let's understand there's a city of elements, like a city where like clouds and wind and farts and fucking fire and water all are like they're not inanimate. They're animated, they're walking around, they're talking, they're fucking, they're jerking off, they're doing all the shit that they do in the city, and like they have a little baby, these two flamer things. And they have a little flamer girl. And this girl has a hot temper. And, like, they run some kind of shop where they sell these little nuggets and wood and shit. I don't know, that the fire people eat. But they can't mix with the water people because that could, like, ignite their, like, shit out. That could wipe them out, right? So the whole movie is, like, about some kind of like a leak. There's like a leak in the basement or something of this shop where the flamers chill. And like she meets the water guy who looks just like Osmosis Jones. Let's just call him Osmosis Jones from here on out because it is pretty much fucking Osmosis Jones. And he's made of water and he comes out from this leak that happens. And they become friends and then suddenly they're lovers. Suddenly out of the blue, like, because he's fucking, if somebody came on that strongly to me that quickly, I'd be a little perved out. I'd be a little weirded out. But they end up, like, you know, touching and, like, not igniting or not wiping her out, not, like, whatever. But at the end of the movie, okay, I'll spoil it. Spoilers. They, like, he gets killed. And I'm like, yes. I'm like, that's so fucking awesome. Great. But then it's so dumb because he's made of water. Naturally, he must be emotional. So he cries. He's turned to steam, but he cries himself back into form. And he's back to have like little fucking mutant fire water babies with the chick. Meanwhile, nobody thinks this is a fucking grotesque. And, you know, they're going to go somewhere on a boat. And then like the movie ends just as something is about to happen. I'm like, whoa, there's a boat. They're going to go on an adventure. This is pretty exciting. And then it's like directed by fucking Alan Smithy, you know, like. So, yeah, you know, I don't know. I guess I'm not the target audience for this. I don't know what the fuck possessed me to go see this movie. I must be a masochist. Oh, but yeah, look. Pixar, they do make some good movies, but what the fuck is going on here? You know what I mean? That's like, this is like one of those movies that you read about that like got fully animated, but they pulled at the last minute for quality concerns. It's like this one actually made it out somehow, because this one should be in the trash bin of the delete folder or whatever on their computer. Please. Coming soon, our next review will be with guest host Matt Bradley Tissergi. I don't know if it's a silent T, so it's like Sergi, but he'll be here with us to review The Flash, starring Ezra Miller and Michael Keaton. And we'll be talking about it after we've both seen the film, because I have not seen it yet, but I see it on Sunday, so tune in real soon. And we'll have our first guest on the show. And you can see him on his own podcast, The Sequel Cast. Yes, very exciting. He's also the author of the Uwe Boll Movies Volume 1 book. A prolific author. So, yeah, tune in next time for our next review. Peace.